first of all, got off with a perfect start on a Saturday night against Derry, and now facing Dublin, I suppose it was a dream start.
Aye, come here, it was a grand start, and I suppose after testing and maybe the dressing room at half time or people watching it in the stands at half time might have been thought it might have turned out a little bit differently, but I suppose once we get on at half time and we manage to tweak a few things and get a bit of a chat about it, you know, we managed to come out in the second half and put on a better type of performance. Like, I suppose there's no hiding the fact we wouldn't have been happy with the first half whatsoever. And I suppose first day out and maybe players gelling together and just maybe a little bits of tweaks, you know, that maybe I suppose Derry caught us out on, you know, it kind of showed up, you know. But you know, again, positive in the second half to come out and got the scores that we did, and I suppose get the 2 points, crucial in your home games.
Yeah, and I know from a supporter's point of view and people watching the game, and probably it's the same for the players as well, you know, obviously everybody was watching at the start of the season, new manager, change of manager, and we all know how deeply involved everybody was with Jim and Rory coming in, and it seems to be a seamless transfer of management. And
yeah, there's good continuity there. As I say, Rory's been there for a good number of years, and we all know him, you know, and I suppose he knows us too, and you know, at the end of the day, he's trying to unearth about a few new players too, and you know, I think he's been successful in doing so, and you know, it's really, really encouraging. The whole environment now at Trinan is very, very enjoyable. There's good numbers there, and as I say, there's just a freshness with the new players coming in. I think the players, I suppose, that we maybe call the older players coming back are reinvigorated again for a new year and hungry, and that's great to see. And I suppose when you blend that together, training sessions week in, week out now, and you blend it together, maybe coming to games at the weekend, it's boding well at the moment. But as I say, it's early yet, and we'll just keep the head down.
Yeah, and before we talk again, just briefly about Saturday night, and obviously the first half and the second half, just obviously setting out this year without one of your main, shall we say, lieutenants, Rory Kavanagh.
Yeah, Rory, come here, I suppose it's no secret, I suppose, over the last couple of weeks he made the call to, I suppose, you know, to sort of retire from the county jersey. You know, he's been a fantastic servant, you know, he's been a key and integral member of the squad and the team, you know, over the last number of years, you know, and I suppose he's been fantastic, I suppose, personally too, when being captain, to knock things off. He was very, very good in that role, and as I say, barring that, you know, he's been a fantastic footballer, and as I say, he'll be a sore loss, but, you know, as Rory will probably state himself too, it'll be an opportunity for some of the other players, you know, now to really put the hand up, you know, and you know, I think so far people have been doing that, and they realise the fact that maybe there is a position there now to take in Rory's absence. And as I say, I wish him all the very best, like all the players do in the whole squad, and no doubt he'll enjoy the rest of his career.
Yeah, well, there'll be no chance maybe come the longer days and the sun higher in the sky that he maybe have a change of heart, because there's a lot of people feel that he still could offer quite a lot.
I'm sure the door will always be open to him now. You know, he's well capable to, but I suppose it's Rory's decision. You know, with the type of character he is, he would have thought very, very long and hard about it, you know, and he's the type of player he is too, that, you know, he'd want to just give it absolutely everything, and that's what he has done in his time in the Donegal shirt, and no doubt, you know, this year would be none the same, but you never know if he does change his mind. I'm sure we'd be glad to take him back.
And the other man that's missing at the moment is Leo McLoon. Have you been in contact with Leo or spoken to him?
I come here, I suppose, again, after a long, hard couple of last years, you know, players are just, you know, finding their feet and trying to get back into it, you know, and some, you know, some people, you know, maybe like to get back sooner, and some people deal with things but slightly a bit differently, you know, and we all do that, you know, but, you know, I'm sure hopefully Leo, come the turning point in the year now, you say, when the grounds get a bit harder and things like that, you know, he'll hopefully come back and I suppose refresh his decision, you know. So come here, we're looking forward to that, and I say with Anthony there too, also it'll be another big boost. So looking forward to getting everybody on board. As I say, we need everybody, and that's the kind of county we are. And you know, if that be the case, then brilliantly. And if not, then you have to keep going. And I've no doubt that the players that we do currently have there, I think we have replacements as such, but we have able people that is able to come in and do a very, very good job for us and really, really push things on in a direction we want to go.
Yeah, and okay, back to Saturday night again, and obviously, you know, you spoke about the first half and the second half and the difference in the performance. In many ways, maybe a carbon copy of last summer's championship game against Derry, and indeed many is the game. Donegal have got the name of maybe a second quarter, third quarter team.
Khmer, I suppose, is something we don't think very, very much on, you know. You know, in an ideal world, you want to go out and you want to lead the game after 5 minutes and you want to continue that the whole way through. But it doesn't happen, you know, with especially playing in Division 1 and playing against teams of the calibre of the Derrys and coming up now this weekend against the calibre of the teams of Dublins, you know, they're out to win games, you know. They're not in Division 1 for... By any form of luck, they're very, very good teams, and they're going to have their purple patches. And I suppose we just needed to really, really get together, I suppose, at half time and try and revise what we were doing as a team, and, you know, just try and push it forward in a different direction, you know. And, you know, we managed to do that. And as I say, there's no thinking behind, you know, trying to let a team, you know, get ahead and trying to come back in the second half. And as I say, that's the thing we need to work on going into this week, you know, because there's certain teams that you can let go ahead, and it's very, very, very difficult to get them back, you know, like the likes of maybe the Ulster final 2 years would show against Monaghan. When you give teams that little bit of a gap, it's a very, very dangerous situation when they want to go on and, you know, hold on to that lead. And, you know, that's something we need to work on as a team.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Dublin next up on Saturday night. And, well, you give them their head early on in the All-Ireland quarter semi-final, didn't you?
Yeah, Khmer, that's gone. Like, I mean, you just have to say it. You know, it was a fantastic day. It was a great day for Donegal. We went on and we lost the All-Ireland final. And as I say, that's gone this last year. I know ourselves, if we were in the same situation, you know, with looking back in the Kerry game, looking back in All-Ireland last year, that's gone too. So I'm sure Dublin will be saying the exact same thing. And, you know, we've been well truly put to bed at this stage. You know, yes, it takes a while to get over things and it takes a while to adjust to things, but you just have to get on. There's no point looking back in the past. You're always a believer of that. You just have to stay in the present, because every day you go out, I suppose, you have to prove yourself, and you have to prove yourself as an individual and as a team. And no doubt this Saturday will be no different. And we're going to go down, I suppose, in Croke Park in their backyard, and, you know, they'll be out to prove to their own fans, you know, that they want to put on a performance. And you know, we will be going down with the same thing and hopefully push things on a bit better and look at the things maybe last Saturday that, you know, we need to tweak upon, you know. And maybe that start is something we need to look at, you know, and really try and put it forward again, you know.
Yeah, so you won't be letting them off to an 8-point lead, hopefully, this Saturday night?
Hopefully not. But as I say, they have that's the thing about this Division 1, that's the thing about playing the top sides, the likes of the Dublins, you know, they can do it within the blink of an eye. They have the firepower to do so. And as I say, they've been around long enough to be able to do that to teams. And as I say, it's up to us to try and thwart that as best we can. And at the other side, you know, try and bring the game towards them as best we can.
And of course, they lost to Cork on last Sunday, so they'll be very anxious as well to pick up points. And really, I suppose this time of the year, regardless what division you're in, certainly when you're in the top division, it's about picking up points.
Yeah, that's it, you know. And it's a slightly different proposition. It's slightly different, and I suppose it's, that's the good thing about the league. Games come thick and fast, and there's always different challenges within them. And you know, doubt this weekend it'll be slightly different again, and you have the 6 days to prepare for it, and that's what you enjoy being in the heart of it as a footballer.
You mentioned earlier about some of the older players showing great appetite for the game. Obviously, your club colleague Neil Gallagher is one that's playing outstanding football in the last couple of weeks, particularly both in the McKenna Cup and the league. Christy Toys and all.
I suppose the calibre of performances they're able to turn in week out, you know, I suppose it's a standard there for everybody that's on the team and in the squad and wanting to get game time, you know. And even for ourselves that are getting game time, to see them doing it on a consistent basis is something we aspire to too. So as I say, they look after themselves very well. They've done so in the off-season, you know. They manage their injuries well, and I think that's an important thing, I suppose, to do now throughout this kind of busy period of games and whatnot. And, you know, they're able to give us that platform around that midfield sector, which is getting ever so important in Gaelic football, you know.
Yeah, and looking ahead to the game, what's the objective now?
I suppose one is plain and simple. That's the objective, is to go and win. How you do that, I suppose, again, is the same kind of philosophy, is trying to, I suppose, defensively get things right, try and thwart, I suppose, the dangers that Dublin have, and they'll come in many, many forms, you know. And at the same time then, we want to try and take the game to the opposition and I suppose attack in as best way we can. And you know, you'd have to be encouraged, I suppose, by the way that, you know, it kind of developed in ways in the last game, you know. The way Patrick, I suppose, stood up, he was fantastic, kicked over some incredible scores, and, you know, it's really, really, really encouraging to see that, you know. And likewise, you know, Owen again has been fantastic, and the way he took his goal was great confidence, and I suppose there are two mainstays now at the moment that are really going to push on for us, and it's just great to see. So it's about the rest of us trying to get up and support them as best we can and trying to get the scores on the board.
Yeah, and Michael Murphy on the edge of the square, most people think, not most people, experts or non-experts believe that's his best position.
Well, I suppose I don't know myself where I am. If I get on the first 15, I'm happy enough with the calibre of the players that are around at the moment. So Kamir, get in there and get playing at all, I suppose, is what I'm trying to do, is trying to develop himself as much as possible in all facets of the game around the whole pitch. And as I say, wherever I can do a job then for the team, like all players will say in the squad, they'll go and do it as best they can. But Kamir, we'll go out again this Saturday and trying to get a performance and try and get, trying to get fitter again, trying to get sharper and faster again. And that's, the overall objective of all players around the squad and the country at the moment.
And there's no talk of league finals or anything like that yet. It's securing Division 1 status, is that?
I think so. It has to be. It's always your number one aim. And I suppose the way we've been yo-yoing too over the last number of years, you would like to maybe try and consolidate it for a year or two, and maybe with the slightly, I would like to say, maybe younger players, and I suppose the number of players coming through now at a younger level, it would be nice consistently to be able to play in Division 1 football for a number of years, and I suppose try and blood as many as we can through that would be a great idea. But that doesn't always happen, and as I said, the big one again is thrown, in a number of months' time. And as I say, that won't be long coming around the corner too, so you always have to, keep an eye out for that in the back of your head and keep preparing and keep focusing as you're performing in these games now with that in your mind.
Yeah, but Saturday night, 2 points coming down the road would be a great result.
Come here, it'd be fantastic if it was as easy as that and as easy as said as that, it'd be fantastic. But come here, I think the big one is a performance, and the big one is to go up there with the desire to want to win the game and try and take the game to it. And it's going to be a huge task, and we'll go on definitely as underdogs into the game, but so be it. As I say, just taking encouragement, I suppose, from the last game.